This is a very special production that we're bringing to Des Moines Metro Opera this year, Jonathan Dove's Flight. Jonathan Dove is a composer who's very much associated with the prestigious Glyndebourne Opera Festival in the United Kingdom, probably the world's preeminent summer opera festival. And he spent many years doing editions of Wagner operas for touring productions and making opera accessible. And 20 years ago, actually, to this summer, 1998, they commissioned him to write contemporary opera set in modern times that had an emotional synergy with Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro from 1786. And Mozart was able to straddle that line between very comedic situations and then to turn on a dime and have a heartfelt message of a little more depth to it. So they asked him to write a modern-day Marriage of Figaro, and he attempted to do that, and I think he succeeded brilliantly with this opera. It takes as its starting off point the story of an Iranian refugee who wound up living inside Paris's Charles de Gaulle airport for 18 years because he could neither return to Iran nor go out. If that story sounds familiar, it's because Steven Spielberg turned it into a film in 2004 called The Terminal. The opera, while it uses that same story and the refugee is there, takes a slightly different bent. And so they decided to kind of look back on the era when there was a glamour and an excitement and a transformational possibility through air travel. You know, people would get dressed up to go to the airport, and the idea of going somewhere really meant being someplace different, pressing your nose up against the glass and watching the airplanes take off from the terminal and thinking how glamorous and interesting it was to be a world traveler. And so we meet a variety of characters coming to the airport for a number of reasons. They're all attempting to solve some problem in their life. And so all of these characters are coming with this great hope of transforming their lives through travel, and they are all grounded in the airport overnight by an electrical storm that forces them to sort of spend the night in the airport and get to know one another very well and begin to realize perhaps that some of the greatest journeys that we take, some of the greatest transformations that happen in our lives happen without us even leaving the ground or getting away from home. Interestingly enough, Dove makes the choice to bookend all of these characters with two very different voices. The refugee, on whom the story is based, is sung by a countertenor voice, which is a bit of a throwback to the Baroque era. We have the great countertenor John Holliday here to sing that role. And on the other end is the air traffic controller, which is sung by a very high coloratura soprano who sings notes that are way above the staff and sometimes notes that might often be notes that might not have been sung on our stage before. We have a soprano who specializes in those types of roles, Audrey Luna, who made a great splash in the opera world this fall when she appeared at the Metropolitan Opera in The Exterminating Angel by breaking records on the highest notes ever sung. She is a terrific soprano. And Dove makes the choice to have these very unique voice types sort of sitting apart from the general melee of the travelers at the airport. And so their relationship to one another becomes very special. And the audio relationship in terms of being able to hear these very different voices and setting them apart from the crowd becomes a part of the fabric of the piece. It's a very interesting compositional choice.
Well, tell us about these two amazing singers that you're bringing in.
John Holliday is countertenor who is singing with us, singing the role of the refugee. And a countertenor is male singer who sings in a higher register, to what to our ears might sound like a female or a soprano register. And it's a very unique, distinctive sort of voice. And John, in particular, is a voice of tremendous beauty. As an African-American singer, John specializes in not just music of the Baroque, but also he sings gospel music, and he's a master of both. I can't wait for audiences to hear him this summer. And Audrey Luna, she's very much associated with Thomas Addis, who is a contemporary opera composer who continues to write roles particularly for her because she sings in a register that is so unusual, so high that she can do things that many other voices can't. She says that she gets a rush from singing that high, and she even likens it a little bit to skydiving. she's broke records across the world, actually, for going on to major stages of in theaters and singing the highest note that's ever been sung on their stage. So I think we're extremely fortunate to have got both of these singers to agree to come to be in this production with us. So fortunate, in fact, that Jonathan Dove, who is the composer of the piece, was so impressed by the cast that we've assembled for this piece that he decided that he needed to fly over from the UK to be present with us for opening night on June 30th. So Jonathan Dove, we've just recently confirmed that he's coming over to see this production. And like I say, one of the chief reasons he wants to see it is because these are singers that are known throughout the world, and he's thrilled to have them in his piece here in Des Moines.
Give us a brief rundown on the synopsis of this flight.
The plot centers around the refugee who is stranded for reasons we don't initially know in the airport for an extended period of time. He has a tremendous fear of the immigration officer who appears occasionally through the opera, and a tremendous fascination with the controller, the air traffic controller. And she sits up in her tower calling planes in and out, and there's a connection between the two of them. They don't actually occupy the same space, but she seems to admire him, and he looks up to her and her tower. Soon people come on. We meet Tina and Bill, who come in. Their relationship, their marriage, has hit a 7-year itch, and they have a manual in hand about how to reignite their passion for one another, and if they just journey off to this tropical location, their marriage will be rekindled. We meet the Minsk man and the Minsk woman. The Minsk man is off to a diplomatic post in an Eastern European location, and his wife is along with him. She is very pregnant, expecting their child. She is very much fearful of traveling to a new location. She's also fearful for what this new child will mean for her life. This role is being sung by Elise Qualiata. To me, the Minsk woman is the emotional heart of the piece. Midway through Act Two, she sings a great piece where she opens her suitcase. She begins to look through all the things she's packed for her child's birth, and she doesn't recognize them. She says, "Whose things are these? Whose lives do these things belong in? I don't recognize what's about to happen to me." We also meet a steward and a stewardess who are both there for helping our travelers to get off to their exciting destinations, but also manage to sneak off for a few minutes of passion with one another behind the counter in a very humorous way. And we meet the older woman who continues to tell us about the lover she has met recently and who is coming to the airport to come with her to a far-off vacation. And they're all grounded suddenly. At the end of Act One, a great electrical storm comes to the airport terminal, and the controller says in a very dramatic way, "All travel is halted. Everyone is stranded overnight. There'll be no planes taking off until the storm clears." In Act Two, strange things begin to happen. People begin to form interesting bonds. Our travelers learn more about each other, and they learn more about the refugee and his particular situation. By the time we get to the last act, characters have all learned a lot about themselves, about one another, and about the refugee. And as the immigration officer comes towards the climax of the piece, there is a very heartfelt moment when all of our travelers come to his defense because of what he has endured through his path to being stranded at the airport. And in their own unique ways, they find a way to standing up for their fellow human being. And so a very comedic opera also has a moment of great heart and passion, and I think something to say about how we treat one another in our world. And then at the end, all's well that ends well, and our travelers, having learned a lot about themselves, depart for their destinations with a little bit different thoughts about themselves and where they're going in their lives.
And who is conducting and who is directing?
Our conductor is David Neely, our principal music director and principal conductor. And the orchestration for this piece is so remarkable. It's Wagnerian in scope with an enormous percussion section and one of the most remarkable contemporary opera soundtracks, if you will, in the world today. And the production will be directed by Christine McIntyre, who has given us so many remarkable productions through these last couple of years. Billy Budd, Dead Man Walking, Yennefer, Manon. And so we have a great creative team assembled to build us a modern-day airport terminal on our stage and to lead this remarkable piece.